The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I hope everybody had a good last few days. I Passover's done, okay, so everybody should be back to stooling correctly and regularly, so hopefully all the constipation is done. And now for those of you guys who want to get half-price matzah or half-price macaroons, go ahead and storm the stores. I love going to Walmart or Target like the day after Easter or the day after Valentine's because there's all this chocolate. I don't want to say it's half off. I mean, but anyway, you get all this candy cheap. So for those of you that really want matzah and gefilte fish and knish and kugel and all the other stuff we're supposed to eat, go at it. And, you know, I'm wondering if that would be a great cure for those of you with diarrhea is to make you guys eat some matzah. Because I got to tell you, man, nothing makes you more like a brick like that stuff. But thank God. So for those of us, hopefully now we all feel, you know, spiritual and we could move on. To celebrate, we went to SeaWorld. And SeaWorld was great. I mean, perfect weather. I think we bailed Vegas just at the time when Vegas had this downpour. Although I love rain, so I'm kind of sad I missed the downpour. But we were in SeaWorld, and SeaWorld was just absolutely gorgeous. And what I really, really like about SeaWorld is it's a lot cheaper than Disneyland. So I was happy. In fact, get this. The tickets that we got were good for a week. Now, we didn't go back to SeaWorld. We could have, but, I mean, I could have taken the kids 2-3 times to entertain them for a price of $69. You guys have to Google your coupons, because if you go online and you pay the $99 price, you're getting taken. For $69, you could go for a whole week, even though we were done with the park in one day. But it was really, really nice because, again, cheaper than Disneyland. The food, not so cheap, but, you know, that's the way it is. Although very interesting, with SeaWorld they have, and I'm not doing this as a commercial for them, but it's very interesting. SeaWorld had some promotion where you could all you could eat at SeaWorld. Now I know you're thinking, okay, I could have all the candy corn and popcorn and I could go in and grab food for all my buddies. It doesn't work that way. It's like $35 a pop and only the people with the wristband get the food. They're smart about that. But I gotta tell you, if you're there all day, it's a good deal. For us, we did the Friday, which was like a 10 to 5. So for that, we only ate one meal. So it wasn't worth it, so we didn't do it. But it was really nice. You saw a lot of fishies. What was so adorable was, I guess, the seahorses had babies. And when, oh, no, 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 no. You know what? That wasn't even SeaWorld. That was Scripps Aquarium. Okay, we went to Scripps Aquarium. Just a quick, sorry, I forgot where that was. Anyway, Scripps Aquarium, there were some seahorses that had babies. And so there was the seahorse nursery. You guys have to check this out. And so you saw the seahorses based on certain days of age. And the little baby seahorses are just kind of floating around, not knowing what they're doing. And then you start to see the kids seahorses, and they're a little bit more playful. But then I start to see some seahorses mate, and that looked like it was the teenage seahorse. And these seahorses were frisky. They were all over each other. They were jumping around and running around. And, like, you know, one looked like he was smoking. And it was so fascinating that even in fish life, all right, like these little seahorses, they act very, very similar to humans, where the baby just sits there, huh, what? The kids are running around, and the teenagers are getting into trouble. So I thought that was very, very funny. Those teenage seahorses were very, very spunky. Pretty cool stuff. But what was really kind of sad and bittersweet was watching the Shamu show. Okay, one is, I realize that I look like that when I dive. Okay, have you guys ever seen Shamu? I mean, Shamu, I think, was the big whale, the okra, right? Orca, sorry. Fried okra you eat, the orca. And I guess my husband said the original Shamu, he, like, died in the 70s. And Shamu Stadium had been built after Shamu, and so they've been, you know, having these orca shows where, you know, the whale jumps up and turns, etc. I have to admit, from, you know, being at SeaWorld over the years, definitely the dolphin shows and the orca shows were toned down. Not the most. You didn't see a lot of the tricks. You didn't see a lot of the jumps like you usually do. You don't, you know, usually the host or the swimming staff would be riding the dolphins like they were jet skis, and everybody thought that was pretty, pretty cool. But again, we have no idea what the animals like. So it's understandable that, you know, the orca shows are, I think, already going to the wayside. I think by next year, no more Shamu Stadium. But I got to tell you something. You know, watching the animals, and you see them in the tanks, and you're like, oh, man, you know, we're really we're putting them into captivity, and we're not allowing them to do what they want. And, you know, many of these animals, they were born into these tanks. So you can't just put them out into the ocean. They're going to get eaten up alive. In fact, they're going to keep the whales, even after the Shamu show is closed, they're going to keep the whales and let them live out the rest of their days at SeaWorld, because these whales will not be able to survive. Apparently, I don't know, I guess in the ocean, you know, a lot of the big fish don't really like dancing whales and jumping whales, you know, it just turns them off. But I got to tell you something, you know, while I'm for animal rights, and, you know, somebody, you know, being the voice for animals, I got to tell you something. If it wasn't for aquariums and SeaWorlds and parks and institutions like that, many little kids and many adults wouldn't have the chance to have that one-on-one with these animals and these fish and this appreciation. And so you don't want any animal being hurt, but I got to tell you, every time I go to one of these things, I really appreciate the fish. And in fact, I vow not to eat fish at all every time I go. Now, as you guys know, I don't like fish. I think fish tastes like crap. But it just, I mean, you fall in love with the fish. And then the turtle fishies, some of you guys call them sea turtles. I call them turtle fishies. They were just adorable. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot of medical news. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so FDA has approved its first generic Crestor, one of my favorite cholesterol medicines out there, and many of you have been extremely frustrated because it's been brand name and you could not get generic. The FDA has approved today the first generic version. Now, Crestor is known as rosuvastatin calcium. Rosuvastatin calcium is the generic form of the brand name Crestor. I believe Crestor is made by AstraZeneca. And now that it goes generic, it's going to be cheaper. So the FDA has approved it for, in combination with diet, for the treatment of high triglycerides, hypertriglyceridemia, or high fats, in combination with diet for treatment of patients with primary beta lipoproteinemia, type 3 hyperlipoproteinemia, which is a disorder associated with the improper breakdown of cholesterol and triglycerides, and either alone or in combination with other cholesterol treatments, such as familial hypercholesterolemia, where you have high LDL or bad cholesterol. So the bad cholesterol, like the LDL, is known for heart attacks, strokes, heart disease, and high triglycerides. Fats in the blood can also increase the risk of heart disease. I cannot stress enough how much exercise lowers your triglycerides. I think my triglycerides are down into the 50s. Why? Because I exercise every day. You've got to get that exercise up. So the FDA is working hard to get first-time generic drugs approved as quickly as possible so patients can have increased access to needed treatments. And I know everybody is doing the dance and excited about that, but keep in mind, okay, this could have some ramifications. So, again, the FDA, they say, according to Kathleen Wu, MD, Director of Office of Generic Drugs in the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, is working hard to get first-time generic drugs approved as quickly as possible. The FDA requires that generic drugs meet rigorous scientific and quality standards. Now, remember, generic drugs have the same quality and strength as brand-name drugs. Generic drug manufacturing and packaging sites also have to have the same quality standards as those as brand-name drugs. They say Watson Pharmaceuticals of Parsippany, New Jersey. I love that name. Where are you from? I'm Parsippany. Parsippany. Don't get snippety with me. I'm not. I'm from Parsippany. Anyway, has received approval to market generic Crestor now in multiple strengths. Rosuvastatin calcium is one of my favorite statins. The reason why I love this statin, okay, well, one, how it works is it stops the enzyme called HMG-CoA reductase from making cholesterol. But what I really like about this medicine over the other statins is you would have people on Zocor or Simvastatin 80 or Pravastatin 80. And 80 milligrams of a statin makes me a little bit nervous about the liver. I could take them and drop them down to 20 milligrams of Crestor and do the trick. Or I could take somebody off 40 milligrams of Lipitor, put them on 10 milligrams of Crestor, and it would do the trick. It would do the same. So I have been a huge, huge fan of this medication. So it's very exciting that a lot of people can now have access to it. Side effects that have been reported for Crestor include headache, myalgia, pain in the muscles, abdominal pain, abnormal weakness, and nausea. So they say don't use it in women who are pregnant, and if you're on it, don't nurse infants. Okay, so that's everything you need to know about Crestor. But here's the thing, okay? This medication has been around for a while, so I don't know how long the patent was, okay? But, losing patent and going generic offers us as consumers a great opportunity to be able to purchase these medications inexpensively. So a generic Crestor is wonderful. Now, this medication also is going to be added on a lot of Obamacare formularies. So we'll be able to now not have to, I guess, battle the high copays or the prior authorizations that are needed. However, okay, all right, if, let's say, there's a problem with the medication, brand name, you could sue the company. When it's generic, you can't. Apparently, lawyers don't take cases for generic medication problems. So you lose a little bit of your rights in that respect. But the big thing I'm concerned about is, all right, these medications were earth-shattering. And once they go generic, the pharmaceutical company loses out. When the pharmaceutical company loses out, they need to calculate, if that medicine was worth it, if they made the profit they needed to, and if they need to move forward. Now, many of us want medications that give us, that help raise our good cholesterol. You know, fighting our bad cholesterol is wonderful and it's nice, but it comes with a lot of side effects. I am waiting for a pharmaceutical company to come up with a drug that raises our good cholesterol, because our good cholesterol is kind of like the scavengers that go around and they find the bad cholesterol and they dump it out. So your HDL is extremely valuable. We don't have a lot of medicines out there that raise HDL. Some of you take niacin. Niacin is really, really nice because it is an inexpensive form of a way to bring up your HDL, but most of you can't tolerate it, can't tolerate the niacin. So you're left to going back to the statin medications. So this is good, but don't all rejoice because, again, we need, rushing drugs to generic will only start to mess things up from the pharmaceutical R&D side. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know a lot of you guys aren't very sympathetic to the pharmaceutical companies. I have to be, you know. I do because I'm very, very nervous about new drugs coming around the bend. You know, I mean, I'm watching this stuff very closely. And a company's not going to come up with something new and innovative if they're not going to make money. All right, the Zika virus birth defects, according to experts, may be just the tip of the iceberg. Many cases have probably been missed because the babies looked normal when they were born, but hidden birth defects are almost certain to turn up as babies grow. Now, this was revealed at a meeting of pediatricians Sunday in Baltimore. See, doctors work on the weekends. I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, why is anything happening on a Sunday? Well, we doctors, we're always working. That's just the way it is. The microcephaly that Zika causes, which is, you know, the small head, and then unfortunately, the neurological complications associated with that, they say, according to Dr. Sonia Rasmussen of the CDC, said this could be the tip of the iceberg. The true burden of congenital disease with Zika virus is probably underestimated. Well, of course, you know, when anything bad happens, okay, we only see what happens to our eye. We're not seeing what happens from a microscopic level and a nanoscopic level. And so this is no surprise. They say the true burden is underestimated. The baby looked okay, and according to this case, the baby looked okay when he was born in January, even though the mom had suffered some of the classic symptoms of Zika infection. This was during her second trimester of pregnancy. She had a fever and she had a rash, but his head was just borderline of being normal. So it had a head circumference of 12.7 inches. The cutoff from microcephaly that would cause brain damage is 12.9. So MRI and CT scans done when he was 2 months old showed the baby had brain damage, areas of hardened brain tissue called calcifications. So basically what happens is when tissues die, they calcify. It's kind of like a turn to stone type of thing. And areas of the brain that filled with fluid that didn't have the conduction and the movement from the healthy cells, the child developed ventriculomegaly. The baby did test positive for Zika in the blood, urine, and saliva. It was an unusual case because the child was born in Sao Paulo, where Zika is not common. The father had been in northeastern Brazil a few weeks before the mother developed symptoms. So they think what happened in this case is there was sexual transmission. So it's not clear what the consequences will be for the child, okay, because many newborns with microcephaly can act just like other newborns, and sometimes they're a little fussier. But the disabilities start to appear as the children have to go through important milestones. They could have learning deficiencies, vision problems, hearing problems, and a lot of times you can't detect that. Nowadays, they can detect hearing issues and vision issues younger and younger, but the nuances and the deficits, many times you can't tell until they're older. Still no cure, still no vaccine. So, my concern is what if somebody has Zika and, it isn't severe enough for them to get the full microcephaly? Are we also seeing elements of brain damage? One of you asked me if, Zika is related to autism. I don't know if they're studying that, although we do have a study when we come back about autism and pesticides that we need to discuss. But, right now we're not thinking Zika causes autism. However, the theory that maybe mom is being exposed to a virus and that she doesn't know about, and this virus could possibly cause autistic changes in a child. That's a theory that has to be entertained. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, well, this really takes a cake. There is a man out of France, okay, who is suing his former bosses. Get this. He is suing for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why? Because apparently the job was too boring. This is a real case. Frederick Desnard, 44 years old, claims 4 years of menial tasks at a Paris-based perfume company left him depressed, destroyed and ashamed. Apparently, he is suing his former employers for forcing him to quit his job. Mr. Desnard claims his slow descent into hell made him leave the firm, blaming his employers for his departure. The French media said it was France's first ever legal claim for a term they have coined in English as bore out or burnout or just, yeah. Desnard said he was hired as a manager of Tinte Parfums Paris, but was simply stripped of his responsibilities until he felt he didn't exist. He told France's BFM television, "I left for work each day with a desperate sinking feeling. Then when I arrived, I would often break down in tears, but no one noticed because no one really cared whether I was there or not. I was left depressed and ashamed of being paid for doing nothing." Jean-Philippe Venison, a lawyer for the perfume company, says Mr. Desnard never said anything about being bored during the four-year period. And if he actually had nothing to do over all these years, why didn't he mention it? Workplace health and safety expert Jean-Claude Delgenis. I know, I'm like, where is Jean-Claude Van Damme? I think Jean-Claude Van Damme needs to come in and straighten this guy out. In fact, why he could have just sat there and watched Jean-Claude Van Damme movies for 4 hours a day. Anyway, said this burnout occurs when an employee feels they have been sidelined and no chance of promotion. We estimate that about 30% of the French workforce is bored with their jobs, but most stay because of their fear of unemployment. So I guess now, as an employer, on top of everything else you have to do, you have to, what, make sure you entertain your employees. I got a lot to say on this, okay? Earlier this year, and I know this comes out of France, but it's only a matter of days or hours when somebody is going to sue somebody in America for the same thing. Earlier this year, Frenchman Charles Simon sued the national railway operator, SNCF, for ruining his career because they put him on a $5,000 a month paid leave for 12 years. He said he was told he would be relocated elsewhere in the company, but then his bosses simply forgot about him. So he got paid leave for doing nothing. If your boss forgets about you, oh my gosh.
GCN can totally do that anytime for me.
I know, stay under the radar. Oh my gosh, what are these people complaining about? Anyway, he said his case was finally settled out of court. Mr. Desnard's, his case will be heard at a Paris unemployment or employment tribunal on Monday. Okay, so people, okay, when did we forget about the Depression or about the Holocaust or about world war ravaged nations, okay? When did we forget about this? Are we getting so cush and complacent that we are suing our employer for a job in a safe environment with a steady paycheck? What the heck is wrong with you people? All right? I mean, I understand that we're empowered now. And since over the last few decades, we feel that we have a duty to complain about our jobs and make the workplace fun. We feel empowered to complain about our work. And we feel empowered to goad employers to add coffee makers and, you know, make sure there's comfortable seats. And mind you, I'm for that, okay? I think it's absolutely ridiculous when many of my patients end up having, you know, all these back issues because the chair they're on is antiquated or their workstation is miserable, okay? And I think it is the boss's duty and the company's duty to make sure you have a safe working environment. Hands down, safe for your body, safe for your health, okay? But nowhere have I ever even read, okay, I don't think there is any law saying that an employer has to make the job fun. Okay? Funsies is not, I mean, what is this? Kindergarten with recess? What is happening here? Okay? Do you think I have fun doing a rectal exam? Do you think that's fun? No. So if there was a law, or there was, and trust me, when there, you know, when these lawsuits ensue, then there's guidelines and laws, etc. So what, somebody's going to sue that it was so boring taking patient histories, and it was so boring cleaning out foreign bodies and orifices, etc., that we need to make a law so that hospitals don't get sued for boredom. I mean, no, this is ridiculous, people. I can't tell you how many times my job has been boring. You know, sometimes even in radio, all right? You know, I'm looking for fascinating stories and fascinating, you know, bits of information, and there is nothing. Nobody has discovered anything. Nobody has met at a meeting. Nobody has created anything. Nothing has gone generic. So there's absolutely no fascinating news whatsoever. I'm not going to turn around and sue. What is wrong with you people? So we have a problem. And listen, he's not a millennial. He's 44 years old. Okay, so he's my age. And he's complaining. We are getting too spoiled. Okay, a job, there has never been anybody who loves their job 100%. And I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, Crocodile Hunter, he looks like he loves his job. Some people who get to scuba for life. Okay, absolutely. If you have a job where you're scuba diving, okay, or you're teaching scuba and you love to scuba, still not 100%. Somebody has to clean the tanks. Somebody has to deal with a student that they don't like. I mean, there's always going to be a part of a job that stinks. I mean, look at Tom. Tom loves his job, but he has to work with me. That's not the highlight.
I would disagree. I would say it's a shame Tom has to work. At least he gets to work with Dahlia. But, I mean, that's the way I do it.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. But still, every job has their poop part. Waiting tables. I loved waiting tables. Loved waiting tables, but you got stuck with side work. Now, I whistled while I worked, and I loved working that I had a good time, but eventually, yeah, the side work stinks. So people, okay, you have a job. We don't know what is going to happen in the next few years. We don't know what's going to happen after the next election. We don't know what's going to happen if the European market crashes or the Asian market crashes or the American market crashes, but we are in for a world of pain economically soon. And I think we all know that's going to happen. So if you have a job, you thank the Lord, you thank your employers, and if you need to entertain yourself, after you clock out, you can go and entertain yourself. If you want to grow, I mean, and mind you, I get this. I understand that you need to tap in on your artistic self. That's why I thank God I have radio. You know, but then, you know, write a book. Write a song. Take a class. Draw. Okay? I mean, it is not your job's and your employer's responsibility to make you entertained. You have a job to do, you do it. Okay? I mean, and that's that. So I'm really disillusioned by what's going on. And you know what I think we need to do is, I think we need to have all young people go through a boot camp. Let them work a job. Anybody that's not thinking about enhancing their education or quitting a job because they think there's something better, we need to do a boot camp where you work an average job, except you do it. I got an idea. Don't go away. I wanna spend more time on this. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I posted on my Facebook, this is a crazy video. I guess there's a fisherman, and you see him give beer to a fish. There's a fish. This is amazing. I can't even believe this. There's a fish out of water holding on to the side of the boat. You're like, is this a fish? I mean, it almost looks like a catfish or a trout. I don't know what it is. And the fisherman is pouring beer into his mouth. And he sits there and drinks the beer. And then he pops back into the water. I mean, my guess is you pour the beer up until the fish decides to come up. But the fish is literally holding himself up on the boat. Okay, I'm going to share this again on my Facebook page and then my Twitter. But you have got to check this out. I've never seen anything like this. Hold on a second. The Dr. Dahlia Show is my Facebook page. And then my Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. But hold on a second. I'm going to call it fish drinking beer and holding on to the side of the boat. I'm sorry. This is, I just got back from SeaWorld, so I didn't see anything like that. Although, it was very interesting. They fed the piranhas. Apparently, at SeaWorld, they have this aquarium where there's these piranhas, and all of a sudden, it's feeding time. So they throw a fish in on a line to the piranhas. And boy, I mean, it was like jim, 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 jim. I mean, it's not as dramatic as they do in the cartoons or on TV, but it was pretty, I mean, you just hope that the fisherman doesn't fall in himself, because these things are pretty, they will mutilate genitals. I mean, these are very vicious, but very interesting. There was a polar bear that was hungry, and I guess in the polar bear display, there's a bunch of trout. And I thought polar bears eat salmon, but anyway. So there's a bunch of trout swimming around, and the polar bear tried to jump down and get the salmon, or get the trout. And you see how frustrated he is. You see him jump down and try to grab and bite. He doesn't really use his paws, though his paws were cute. I've never seen a polar bear hunt for fish like this. So you're watching him down below underwater trying to get the fish, and you just felt, and I was really worried because there were these little kids staring at the aquarium watching while this was happening. And I'm like, if he does catch a fish, he takes his teeth and you know, does what he wants to with it, there's going to be blood all over the place, and that kid is going to be scarred for life. But this polar bear was not a cuddly polar bear. This polar bear was mad. He never got a fish. When I was watching, he did not catch a fish. And you see the trout, and they're all trying to swim, you know, in groups, going, okay, you know, let's get Bob in the middle, because maybe Bob will be, you know, the one to get. And, you know, you just see them, I would definitely say go to SeaWorld. Sorry, it was a good time. I love watching the fish. Did not expect to see a fish drink beer. That happened when I got home and watched Facebook. Okay, so really quickly here, we have a big problem now where, and I know kids hate, especially the millennials, hate us older folks say that, you know, the new generation feels entitled. They feel like, you know, they should, get everything handed to them, that, you know, they shouldn't have to work hard. And I mean, look, you know, young doctors, they have it way easier than us older doctors. Okay. I mean, my life was a lot easier than my parents' life. And, you know, on one respect, we do. We want the lives easier for our kids than they were for us. Okay. We want that. We don't want, you know, them to be attacked. We don't want them to be beaten. We don't want them to be, raped and mugged and learn from our mistakes. We want that. But a big problem we have is these kids don't know hunger. And I'm not saying I want our kids hungry per se, but figuratively, okay? You know, like, for example, I could not stand sharing a bed with my brothers and sisters. And it wasn't even a bed. It was a mattress on the floor of my grandma's living room for some time. And that memory makes you, you know what, I'm going to have my own bed one day, and I'm going to, and eventually we did have better years where we did. But, you know, it was, you know what, I cannot wait to have my own bed and my own room. You know, okay, now not only do kids have their own rooms and their own beds, but they have their own TV in their room and computer. We had one TV. One TV for the house. One TV, period. And I remember there was a time when my parents made a little bit of good money, and they got a second television set in their bedroom. And it was like, whoa, wow. a second television set. I mean, this is, you know, and these kids these days, they're walking around with TV sets with their iPhones. Okay, and I'm not saying we have to change that. But what I'm thinking is kids need to have some sort of a boot camp. You know, I flipped burgers, and I liked flipping burgers. I worked 2-3 part-time jobs while going to school, and so, you know, I got to, you know what it was like to be, you know, a waitress and a secretary and a hostess and serve drinks and flip burgers and you know, so I held a tutor. So I held a variety of jobs to make money. And making a $4.10 an hour wage, okay, was, I felt pride. I was very proud of that wage. I was very proud of my paycheck. And I, you know, and so, you know, in the olden days, what we would do was make the kids get a summer job. All right, go get a summer job, go work fast food, go work somewhere, and then learn how to manage money, learn about, you know, the real world, learn about, you know, when you work with people, and then, you know, hopefully you decide, is this something you want to do? Do you want to work in the service industry, or do you want to work in a different career? Do you want to go to college? You know, but these kids, they're not doing that. You know, like my sons right now, between summer school and sports, they're not really working summer jobs. They're not working on a farm. They're not working a summer job. They're not. We need, but it can't be a cush summer job like being the towel boy at a country club. I mean, this has to be a job that all Americans work at some point or another. Now, how Israel handles it is, well, everybody joins the military. Okay, I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, everybody's in the military at the age of 18, and you guys could figure it out then after you do your military service. But if we're not going to do that with our young ones, what are we going to do to prepare them? This case that we talked about with that the gentleman from France who sued his boss for being bored. Okay, I mean, if you don't have a memory of being hungry, or you don't have a memory of being uncomfortable, or wanting more, then you're not going to strive for anything. And you're not going to appreciate what you have. Okay? I mean, this is, now trust me, okay, I have a lot of artistic flair, and I could not be held back. Okay? When somebody says, look, just do your job, and don't do above and beyond, that would kill me. I wouldn't turn around and sue. Maybe I would look for another job, or maybe I would have another outlet for my artistic ability, but I mean, boom, boom, boom. I mean, I make my own destiny. And this is what we need to teach people to do. So I don't know what we need to do in schools or what we need to do, but I think kids need to, now, you know, one thing that's really, really nice is having kids work in homeless shelters, having, you know, but some of the kids, they're not really getting that experience. I mean, you know, maybe we should, I don't know how to do this in a very organized fashion, but, you know, helping out in a homeless shelter and being homeless, those are two different things, you know, and so, you know, we have privileged kids, you know, help out, which is a very, very good thing and very, very important, but they have no idea what other people feel like. They have no idea what it's like to be homeless. You know, and there's a lot of us who at one point or another were homeless. Had to live out in the car, had to bum places to live.
Can
okay?
attest
I mean,
to this. I can,
huh?
I can totally
yeah.
attest to this.
Yeah, you know, so when are the kids going to learn that? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.